This evening, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Revelation chapter 6. I want to look at verses 12 through 17 this evening. Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. We're looking at the seven seals that were sealing the scroll. The scroll would be unopened, revealing all the things, the revelation of Jesus Christ and what His fulfillment and His plan for His creation is. These seals were opened by the Lord, as He is the only one that is worthy to open these. And we've come to the sixth seal. And I beheld, and when He had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell onto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Let's just bow in prayer. Lord, as we look at this verse, it's very sobering to think of the moral and spiritual condition of the world when these events begin to unfold. And Lord, we're in the beginning of these birth pangs as it appears to be right now. And Father, I pray that You would help us to see the lateness of the hour, to be moved by the words that we're looking at this evening, and help us to be stirred to action. This we'd ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We know that Jesus told His disciples that in the last days it would be as a woman as she was beginning to go into labor. Those of you who are here and who have had babies, you know exactly what Jesus was talking about. The pains come, and the initial pain comes, and it may be just one pain. But then the next pain comes, and it comes sooner. And then they come sooner, more frequently, and they grow in intensity. Until all of a sudden, you're arriving at the moment of the birth of your child. But there's an increase in the intensity, and there's an increase in the frequency until that moment arrives. Jesus said that's exactly what it's going to be like in the last days upon the earth. And He said that the frequency of these events is going to begin to grow slowly, but it's going to increase and increase in intensity and frequency and severity until the last 7 years when God's wrath begins to be poured out upon the world in a way which it's never seen before. First of all, I want us to examine why that wrath is being poured out. Why that wrath is being poured out. Tonight we prayed for our nation. As one looks at what's happening in the United States of America, one can look at nations and around the world that historically have gone the way that the United States appears to be going. You've had great empires. I want you to see that every empire that is in the world has begun to do the very thing that the United States has done before it collapsed. First of all, they begin to have a lack of a desire towards godly things. And they instead turn to the ways of the world as the means by which they desire to satisfy themselves instead of being drawn to godly character and godly character traits. The next thing that you begin to see is there's an attack upon God's institution and that which is sacred to the Lord. And every nation that has fallen, those things begin to happen. Marriage becomes something that is not the standard any longer. It's not that which people strive for and long for, and the home doesn't become the foundation of the culture, but instead it's cast aside and replaced by selfish desires, motivations, and relationships. Then, God, as the Creator and the one that's accountable over His creation, is rejected, and God is replaced with false gods of men's making. And whether they be the gods that are idols that you can actually see, and as it says in the Scripture, those that are rocks and trees that are carved, and men worship that which has no eyes and no ears and no mouths and cannot hear or see or speak, and yet they worship them. And our nation is going there. Today, our young people worship the earth. And they're being taught to worship the earth. They're being taught to worship men. They're being taught to worship themselves. They're being taught to worship everything but God. And then you begin to see something that happens. And it's what we referred to earlier in the prayer time tonight. You begin to see a culture that demands that everybody have their way, and that anyone who says there is an absolute, there is that truth which we are to adhere to and follow, they are cast aside. Good is called evil. Evil is called good. And it's like the nation of Israel right before, at the end of the time of the judges, where it was the most horrible time in the history of the nation, where they resulted in a civil war in Israel. Just about the whole tribe of Benjamin was wiped out because of the wickedness and sin that had permeated the culture. And at the end of that book, it says, "And every man did what was right in his own eyes." Self-glorification, self-deification becomes the way of life for a people. And there is no means of standard of what is right or wrong except what I perceive. And then you come to the point that we are in America today, where you turn your back on that which is precious to the Lord and reject it as evil and wicked. And things like Israel being rejected, Christians being persecuted, that which is true and holy and righteous being cast aside. Every time a nation has gone down that path, it has resulted in that nation collapsing. But the thing is, as we look at the text this evening, it's not just a nation that is going down that path. It's not just the United States, it's the whole world. Europe, which is the home of the Reformation, Europe, which is the home of biblical Christians that were the ones that laid down their lives to give us the Bible so that we could have the Bible today. Europe, the place where Paul and other apostles took the Scriptures to the western portion of Asia and Eastern Europe, and then spread all the way. Paul went all the way to Spain with the gospel. Today, Europe, they said by the year, I believe it's 2024, will be Muslim by attrition. Simply because there aren't converts to Christianity, and the Muslims' birth rate is 4 or 5 to 1 over just Europeans who are humanists or secularists. So Europe will be Muslim. You can look at other portions of the world and you see the exact same thing. Then you look at what's happening in the world today, and if you listen to the news this last week, you understand that there was a horrific earthquake in Nepal. Hundreds of people killed. And as Marla mentioned on Sunday afternoon, there has been an increase in the frequency of earthquakes around the world. They're talking about Oklahoma has got more earthquakes than California does right now, and Oklahoma never used to hardly have earthquakes. What's happening? Birth pangs, birth pangs, birth pangs. And then we come to the text this evening where the seal is taken off and the Lord reveals what's going to come as His wrath begins to be poured out upon a world of people who have known the truth, have the truth exposed to them, and yet have rejected the truth. It says, "And I beheld, and when He had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake." Now this wasn't an ordinary earthquake. Earthquake was so powerful that literally it shook the whole earth. Shook the whole earth. It says there wasn't a mountain that wasn't impacted. There wasn't a hill that wasn't impacted. Now there's three positions is what people would say as these events that we're looking at. Some people say, well, this refers to the earthquake before Christ's return at the end of the tribulation. Well, in chapter 16 of Revelation, we see that earthquake. There's two different things that happen between that earthquake and this earthquake. The terms used around this earthquake mean this is the beginning of the events. And it's the beginning. When you get to Revelation chapter 16, it says this is the end of God's wrath is being poured out on the earth. And so I believe that these events that we're looking at this evening are the beginning of the tribulation, and that they are the beginning, and it is so powerful because I want you to see there's a difference between the reaction of the world to the events here and a reaction of the world to the events when you get to chapter 16. First of all, the earthquake is horrendous. It's horrific. It covers the whole earth. Everybody in the world is impacted by these earthquakes. Then it has, not only that, it evidently there could be volcanic eruptions. Something's occurring that's blocking out the sun. I remember reading when there was a volcano in the Pacific that blew up. It literally exploded and it disintegrated. It was so powerful that it sent ash plummeting around the earth, and literally the climate was changed on the earth for 2 years. There were places that had hardly any sun at all, and it was cold where it normally was warm because of the ash that had been pumped into the air by one volcano literally exploding. The evidence here is that God's going to do something so supernatural as far as that the world has never seen in our recorded history, that literally there could be not one, not two, but hundreds of volcanoes literally exploding, and the amount of ash could blot out the sun. That's one thing that could happen. I don't know. Whatever God is going to use, it says He's going to use it, and He's going to blot out the sun so that men will be faced with darkness in the middle of the day. Not only that, because of that, when the moon comes out at night, it's going to appear as blood. You've seen the blood moons that they've talked about where the earth gets between the sun and the moon, and you have, in essence, an eclipse of the sun on the moon, and so it changes so it looks reddish in its haze. Well, this is going to be literally much deeper red than that, and whatever is blocking out the sun is going to also create this event. But not only that, it says that there's literally the stars falling. What it's speaking of here is like a meteorite storm where hundreds and thousands of meteorites come crashing through the atmosphere of the earth. All of this happening almost simultaneously and creating such a fear and a terror in the hearts of men that they look out and they see all of this. Now I want you to see the response of the people here. In verse 16, first of all, in verse 15, it's not just those that are uneducated, that those that don't have any money, that those that are of poorer socioeconomic status that have this response. It is every man, woman, and child that's on the earth that doesn't know the Lord. They're all looking and they're filled with great fear. And who are these? It says, "And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, All those that had power, all those that have authority, all those that say, we're in control, all of them are to be trembling. All filled with tremendous fear. But it's not only them. And it says, and every bondman and every free man, every person, in other words, it says, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. They were terrified. And they said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us. And I want you to see what is an interesting statement that they make. And hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Interesting statement, the wrath of the Lamb. I don't know if you've ever been on a farm. I've never seen a lamb that's been really wrathful. But there's coming a day where the Lamb, who came to take away the sins of the world, that his wrath is going to be shown upon the earth because his day of accountability and judgment is coming. And the amazing thing is the people that see it coming know exactly where it's coming from. And they hide and cry out. The interesting thing that's different about chapter 6 from chapter 16, you have all of these events, but it's as if they've intensified to even greater level in chapter 16. And not only that, in chapter 16 you have everyone gathering together to come against the nation of Israel. And as you get to the verses and chapters in between, you can see what's happening here. The stage is being set, even being set right now. Who is being blamed for all the problems in the world today? Israel. Who's blamed for all the problems in the Middle East? Israel. Yet if you go to the Middle East today, the only free nation in the Middle East is Israel. The only place where you have human rights is Israel. The only place where women have rights is Israel. The only place where you can live and make a good living is Israel. The only place where you have much of the lifestyle that we have in the goods and the services and everything else is Israel. It's interesting that I believe it was the Berean Call that came. I forget which one it was. We got one of the newsletters we got listed all the Nobel Peace Prize, all the Nobel Prize winners that are Jewish. It was unbelievable. The list went on and on and on and on and on. Those who have contributed and made great contributors in science and literature, in all of the arts and everything, there are, a bunch of them are Jewish. But yet, the world says today, it's Israel and the Jews that are the problem. And as these things begin to happen, what are they going to say? Who are they going to blame? Israel. Also, if you notice, it says here that all of these people that have power and authority and that have been the ones that are saying, we've got the answers for you, are going to be trembling. Do you think at this particular time, and according to the scriptures, the church has been raptured? So you've had the disappearance of all the Christians. Now you have God's wrath being poured out, being begun to pour out on the earth, to the point that all the leaders of the earth are terrified. Do you think that this is a time where if Satan can have his man stand up and says, I've got some answers? And then he begins to show supernatural powers that the Lord allows him to possess and allows Satan to give him because men want to follow Satan, not God, and they want to believe in themselves and in the demonic and not that which is holy and righteous and in the Lamb. And so we see that these people are being prepared to follow the great deceiver. And all the events that are doing are playing up to that great culmination that we see later on in the book of Revelation, where the Lamb shall return. I just want you to look at this in light of what's happening in the world today. When you look at the newspaper and you begin to see it is going so fast. I remember talking to somebody back in the year 1999, and they said, those that worship Satan, those that were the New Agers, wanted to bring in, quote, the Age of Aquarius, which would bring in all of the demonic philosophies to rule not only our nation, but the world. And they wanted it to happen in 2000. But God, for His purposes, has been holding it back and holding it back. But I don't know about you, but I see that His hand of holding back is beginning to release. And He's allowing and judging and allowing people to have the desires of their heart. And we're beginning to see things like what's happening in Baltimore, what's happening in St. Louis, what's happening in Paris, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in Indonesia, what's happening all around the world. Ungodliness, 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 death, destruction, and judgment. And the birth pangs are intensifying. We should be sobered as we read this, because I think that any day the church could be raptured, and any day the seals could begin to be broken. Any day you could see a man rising up saying, I've got the answers. Any day these events could begin to occur. Let's just close in prayer. Lord, I pray that You would help us to understand this. Help us to be sobered. Help us to see the importance of sharing the gospel with those that don't know You. And Lord, if by Your mercy and by Your grace You would allow revival to come to Your church and true evangelism to come to our nation so that we could turn back to You, what a wonderful thing that would be. But Father, help us to seek to snatch those out of the fire that are headed towards hell by sharing with them the love of Jesus. And Father, if we can only save a few, Lord, help us to do that by Your power and by the power of Your Spirit through the blood of the Lamb. This we'd ask in Jesus' name. Amen.